And we are live. Ritesh, off you go. It's all yours.
Thank you, Frank. So, this topic today we are going to speak about acceptance. And before going to start with this topic, how this topic came to my mind. So, during our one of the seminar in our office, we are talking about the acceptance about our customers, and then the topic changed to personal. There's a acceptance at personal level, at social level, and then in the workplace you have a responsibility and everything, and then it comes to the customer level, that acceptance. But what we are going to discuss or talk about is acceptance as whole, but we will more focus on our personal level and social level. So I will start by asking questions to people, like everyone, and then we'll generate some idea, and then we'll start discussing more. So first of all, I will ask Igor that what do you understand by acceptance, and how it helps, how you imagine acceptance as a word or a topic.
I understand as acceptance, the feeling that you are welcomed in a certain group. For me, that's what acceptance means.
All right.
But I think the opposite is important as well. How I accepted the other, mainly if someone is so different from mine, from me. It doesn't matter.
That's true.
It is about nationality, skin color, social class, or some different kind of profession. I think everything that is related to human being, I think it's interesting if we accept it. And then I suppose that we can have a better conviviality.
Yes. So, Isma, just one thing. So, if you can have, see, you can accept things or you can't. So, how you deal with if you are not accepting the situation or thing?
For example, here in my country, there is a polarization at leftist and rightist people related to politics. And I don't like the left wing, but it's not because someone supports left wing that he's in my enemy. I think I can respect them.
All right. So, how you are going to deal with a situation where you don't agree with things, but you try to accept, or you, I can say that you accept things the way it is, or the you accept that the situation is like that.
I can discuss I suppose I can discuss any kind of subject with someone that think in a different from me, but on the other side, I think it's not everyone that can accept my some different point of view. Then it becomes very complex because both sides have to accept each other. If not, it's not possible to have a good environment. Okay, I should accept someone, and someone have to accept me, because it's not possible to talk about, to live together, to work together.
Okay. Yeah. So, yeah. So I was reading about the acceptance, and I was trying to get the things like how other people consider acceptance. And I was reading, then I found out that acceptance is nothing but embracing ourselves and others also. So if we are accepting ourselves, then there can be some good things and bad things in ourselves. Similarly, we can accept others also, if they have some flaws or some ideas that we don't agree with that, and we try to discuss idea, and we try to come a conclusion based on the mutual understanding. And if there is some, most of the time the conflict or the differences can be solved with this communication or discussion. And at that situation, we will get to know that are we ready to accept that situation or not. If we are ready to accept that situation and say that yes, we are ready to, it may be a social problem, personal problem, or a societal, or a different kind of problems, any problems that we can accept or reject. So when we accept that, that's okay, that both of us have come to a conclusion and we have accepted that situation. Then the situation comes when we are not able to match the gap, the ideas between the two persons or the two society or groups. They are not able to sort out their problems or gaps. And that situation, how we are going to go and move forward. That can be also a scenario where we can have differences. So, but I want to bring something a different aspect here. So I was looking at my organization, and we have a new colleague who joined, and what we see that people accept more that this person has to do more, but they were not ready to accept that this person is new, is not familiar with the situation and the scenarios, we can say, or the work level or the ideas. So at that situation, I feel that they had to accept that this person is new, and this there can be a situation that he will not understand or she will not understand. But as a person who is distinct or who is not able to help anything or do anything to that person, so in that situation, what I can do, I can accept that the things, it goes that way, or it can, things are that way, and I have to accept. So now I will move to Frank and ask that, so how to deal with the situation when the two parties are not able to sort out their differences, maybe in a personal level or in the societal level or in a groups.
The thing that I always try and get people to understand is to try and look at it from the other perspective and see it from their perspective. And when I talk about perspective, I mean not just their opinion, but the life that they have led. Until now, it depends on the complexity of the topic, but everybody is different, and we all come from different backgrounds. We've had different experiences, and these experiences form our opinions, form what we do, how we do things, and why we do things. And if you try and understand the bigger picture, then you may understand why another person has a different opinion. And then you may not actually still accept it, but at best you agree to disagree. Just one short example, gun laws in the United States are very different to gun laws in Europe. And in Europe, it's very common to say, how can they have all of these liberal gun laws if there are school shootings, every day? Most of them are not reported. Why can they not crack down, et cetera, et cetera? And you will find pockets in American society that agree with European opinions, but there will be pockets of American society who say the country is so large that it is almost impossible sometimes to get law and order, law enforcement in on a scene as quickly as you need it. So we have to help take the law in our own hands. We have to be able to protect our property and ourselves. By understanding that, you may not actually condone gun laws, but at least you put it into context and it makes logical sense. And I think when you apply logic, then that works. But logic is different from country to country. So context, understanding, and a other view may lead to disagreement, but at least you agree to disagree.
Yes. So at the end, we are coming to a situation that we have to agree at some place that we are ready to have different opinions on any subject or any situation. And I will go to Sebastian and ask, what do you think about the acceptance and how it helps in at a personal level?
I think your question is really, for me, it is really difficult to answer your question because it is, you know, there are situations or topics where I, let's talk about me, where I accept other opinions, but there are also topics that you will have a really hard discussion with me. You know, I think it's really hard to generalize or to answer in a generalized answer your question at the end, because it depends on the topic and the situation. So I think overall it is good to accept opinions and so on of other people, but there are topics you can't agree, and you have to, you know, you should have a really tough discussion, and you shouldn't accept the you shouldn't accept the idea of somebody else, you know, because it is not acceptable. If we talk about
racism,
yes,
there is no acceptance for me. If somebody is talking about it and it's just an example, and will tell me he don't like black people, for example, then there is no space for acceptance for me, for example. And there are other topics, like if you vote left or right, or for a left or right party, in some way, you should be open-minded, but then you can discuss it and should listen to somebody as why he's voting for this party or for that party, and have a look on the argument. But that these are you know, different topics. For example, just it's I know it's black and white, but just to explain it a little bit more.
Yeah, so I understand that you are saying that some of the situation where you have no acceptance at all, you'll say this topic is a deal breaker and I can't go beyond I can't agree with or accept the situation what you are saying. But there can be a situation where you can partially agree with that topic or the idea, but there can be some degree of disagreement. And at that moment, you try to talk with that person and solve the situation with the help of idea sharing, like what that person actually trying to say. Because sometimes what happened that we have, as Frank mentioned, that when we talk about the situation and the idea, then we'll get to understand the other person's perspective at that situation, and that we can have change in our opinion also, that this person is saying something regarding that situation. As he mentioned that there is a gun law in USA and a lot of shootings happened, but still people say that it is required because of personal safety, because everywhere there can't be a police personnel or control of criminals. So people have to take care of their own safety. And as per their constitution, it is mentioned that they are entitled to carry gun. So that can be a constitutional validity also. So the main idea here is to talk with person and try to understand his point of view and why it is required, and if it is not required, how we are going to maintain that differences. Then I want to say that sometimes what happens that you tolerate the situation, that how far you are going to live with that person or society or in the group. So Igor, I just want to come back to you and ask that suppose you are in a situation that you can't break out with that group or society or that relationship in a personal relationship. So how you are going to tolerate, and what is the mechanism that you want to bring these differences where you are not able to, you are not ready to accept that situation, but you have to somehow tolerate that situation.
Well, what I like to do in those situations, I like to, let's say, I disagree with most of the things of like related to a population or a group. I like to find what we agree on, and then we can build up something from there, right? Because it's really hard to build anything, and including relationships. Let's say you must or you need or you want to build a healthy relationship with someone you disagree, right? It's very hard. I think it's quite impossible, to be honest, to build a relationship on the top of a disagreement. I think it's very hard. So I like to find what we agree on, right? So talking about guns, for instance, that's a very interesting topic, because I feel like I think everyone agree that everyone should be able to protect themselves. I don't think like anyone disagree with that, right? Like anyone, I can't imagine someone say, oh, I don't agree that I shouldn't be able to defend myself. That's crazy. No one will ever say that. The point is, people ignore this step of the discussion and people jump to the next layer of discussions, which is, oh, should everyone have guns, right? Because you can agree with someone that, okay, everyone should be able to protect themselves, right? And then we ask how, and then we build a relationship and a healthy discussion. That's just an example, but I like to find what I agree with. So in my job, I deal with a lot of software engineers, for instance, which are like a very unique type of human being. And we disagree all the time, because I am a marketer, they are engineers, and we don't agree with 99% of the things. But something we still have a healthy relationship, because we find where we agree on. We agree that we have to grow. We agree that we have to communicate better some future, and then we can help build a healthy relationship and achieve things. So that's my approach usually.
Yes. So as coming to the gun, I was reading some or watching some discussion. So the person who is a centrist, who is not leftist or rightist, so they their argument was that yes, your protection is required. You can carry guns, but why you want to carry semi-automatic or automatic guns? Okay. So that can be used for the in the name of the gun or in the name of protection, you don't have to use a rocket launcher or you don't have to use automatic guns which has a lot of bullets and you can use. So they were trying to suggest that you can have gun, but not those kind of gun, and that can be barrier. But the people who were not able to understand that, some people want to go away or deal go away with it. They wanted to remove this idea of carrying guns. Some people wants to carry any kind of, so that can be a situation. And as you said, that agreement, sometimes we can have an agreement and disagreement that you are dealing with the engineers, and their opinions have different point of view and your opinion has different point of view, but still you maintain a relationship.
Yeah, well, yeah, just to complete my reasoning, is I think it's okay to have disagreement, but if you want to build a relationship, if you have to, which is our case, right? Live in society, so you have to build a relationship with people you don't agree with, you should start from what you agree on, then you can build solutions, right? Otherwise, you're gonna get lost in details, which is what happens in like this gun discussion. It's crazy because people, they completely ignore the fact that everyone agree that we should be able to protect ourselves, and then people get lost in very detailed discussions that, of course, everyone will disagree because it's a very detailed discussion.
So now I want to bring Frank in this discussion and ask that suppose you have decided to accept or you are agree with the situation, but sometimes what happened that you try to you start getting disagreement and that situation. So how at that moment or at that situation you can point out your disagreement, but initially you agree with that situation or the idea. Frank.
Okay, so basically, sort of to combine what Igor said, finding common ground, and then you move into a situation where, despite the common ground, there are areas of disagreement. And there, I would say it really depends on the degree of disagreement. Yeah. Is it a deal breaker, or is it something that you can accept, negotiate, find a solution, do something with? But there is also something that I want to just throw in. What gives me the right? So if I'm in a situation and I, so to make it as concrete, so you and I, we have found, Reaches, you and I, we have found common ground, but there are some things in the development of the situation. There are some things where I disagree with you, and I might actually disagree quite strongly with you. Now I can do two things. I can fall back onto the common ground and just accept that what it is that you agree on and I disagree is going to be different, and somehow we either ignore this or we manage it or we continue working towards it. But at the end of the day, both of us have a certain amount of freedom. So what gives me the right to challenge you just because I disagree with you? And what gives you the right to challenge me because you disagree with me? Yeah. And there has to be a point where you say, look, Frank, you don't have the right to do this. Yeah. And if we take this if we take Sebastian's racism example, yeah, yes, I might disagree with somebody. In fact, I do disagree with a racist person. I'm not might, but I do disagree with a racist person. But what gives me the right to talk about this and force him to listen to what I have to say? And what gives him the right or her the right to force me to listen to what he or she has to say? So I have the he has or she has the right to say something racist. I equally have the right to walk away and ignore it and say it is not my problem. It is a very egotistical decision because it doesn't actually solve the problem, but I have the right not to listen to what that person has to say. And there we come down to the core of so many discussions, on free speech and free thinking. Yeah. And the person has the right to think and express himself freely. I have the right to ignore it. Yeah. So in how I deal with this conflict between you and I, maybe I would say, okay, it's his right. I have to accept it. I may not like it, but he has the equal amount of freedom as I do. And at worst, where there's a deadlock, at best, we ignore it, or we solve the problem. It becomes, a sitting duck almost. Yeah.
Yeah, but Frank, I think there are topics where you can have an open discussion, or where you should have an open discussion. Talk about the point of view of the one person and the point of view of the other person. But I think there are so, as I said, with the racism topic. I think it's okay, you can listen to somebody who tell you that to make it concrete. I think it's really difficult for me to just talk or to just keep it generalized. I don't know, but it's easier for me to build up an example. If somebody tells you that he don't like black people, you can ask him. It's not, I think it's wrong to say, okay, you are crazy. We stop the conversation right now and see you. But you can ask him, what is your problem, and why you didn't want to talk to, let's say, black people or meet them or blah blah blah. And then you can listen to him. But I think there will be a point with such an example for me. That's my point of view, where I say, okay, I can't follow your arguments. I'm out. And now we stop talking about it because I'm completely, I see it completely different.
You are right to the point where you say you disagree with him. That is your perfect right. But the minute you start telling him what's your problem, you are wrong, then that's where the conflict starts,
Yeah, but it's okay.
because you are taking away his freedom to think and express himself as he wishes. If the environment in which he lives allows this, and he has the constitutional right to express himself. And this is what many Europeans don't understand about the United States. Yeah. You have the right to a freedom of thought and freedom of expression. And I think it's the Fifth Amendment. And if you violate this right, you are in deep trouble on either side.
For me, there are topics where I can accept and where I'm more flexible to, or where I try to see the perspective of somebody else, and where is not a lot of space, for me. And
Well,
you have a where you get in trouble with me, and where I will fight for my point of view, and where is just a small gap or a small acceptance from my side.
okay, that is your situation, and I accept that you have set very clear boundaries on what you are prepared to do or not do. I accept that. I may not agree with you, but I accept that it is your opinion. It is your right to have this opinion, and there's actually nothing I should be able to do about it.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Okay, let's went away go away from this, extreme topic, racism. Let's talk about Corona. We had friends.
COVID. Okay. Yep.
We had friends. So we have two friends or to how is it called?
Acquaintances, two acquaintances,
Zwei Paare,
two
couples,
couples, two
couples,
couples, two couples.
friends. One stayed, let's say, on our side, so we took the vaccination, so fine with the way everything went here in how strictly it went here in Germany. But the other couple didn't took the vaccination, and we had, we met at this time on the weekend and had a lot of discussion about it. And I accept that this couple decided not to vaccinate themselves, and that they have a problem with or how the environment handled COVID. So that's something I can accept, because it's everybody has to choose to take a vaccination or to say is it wrong or right, how strict and how life-changing the government handle
Influence
situation.
handle.
But that's I, it's, I think it's easier to talk about such a topic if we talk about examples. But let's say I give you another example. Somebody is sitting in front of you and tells you that he likes raping kids. Are you telling him, oh, okay, tell me why, and why do you like that? What do you say at that moment, Frank? How is your behavior at that moment? I know it's just black and white. I know that, but I think there are limits,
There is a clear distinction because that person, a pedophile, will be breaking the law.
Okay.
And that's the fine line. So it I would if I know that there is a pedophile sitting opposite me, then I would actually also be breaking the law by not reporting him to the police. So that doesn't have anything to do whether I accept or not accept the situation. I am actually violating a law which will incriminate me as well. We go back to Igor's argument. I have the right to defend myself. So I have to do the legal and attach to that the moral justification, the moral step, and report this person to the authorities and say, this person claims he is a pedophile. So that's illegal. That's not a question of acceptance or not. Yeah.
And
But of course, by reporting him to the authorities, I am displaying my non-acceptance of this. Yeah. But I am protected by the law and not by a difference in opinion.
okay, understand. Yeah, you're right. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I well, I of course I respect your view, but I don't think the law is, it's like it's something we should rely on, right? Because we have countries which is it's in the law to kill women if they betray a man. So I think law is not a good thing to rely on. I think they change, and in the end of the day, they are just written things by humans with self-interest, right?
And that depends, of course, where I am, in which country I am in. But if I go from I'm here in France, then it is illegal to be a pedophile, so I have to act in accordance to the law. There may be in ancient Greek society, 2,000 years ago, the situation would have been different, but then the acceptance and the tolerance of that situation was different as well. We have progressed, yeah. So you again, you have to put this whole thing into the context of the environment.
Yeah, so I don't want to put you on the fire, Frank, but what if it wasn't in the law? What if it was legal?
Then I would have to go back to my original position and say that if someone is stupid enough, I mean, you've got to build this into the argument as well. If someone is stupid enough to tell me that he is a pedophile, Then the and it is for some obscure reason legal to be a pedophile in the particular environment that this conversation takes place. And this is all extremely hypothetical. I don't know of any region on this planet where pedophilia is accepted and legal. Then I, but if this hypothetical situation takes place, I would have to fall back to my original position and say he is expressing his opinion. He hasn't proven to me that he is a pedophile. So I could actually be jumping to conclusions only if it starts becoming obvious that he is trying to include me in his activities. Yeah, then I have to say I have no legal ground to stand on. He is doing his He is expressing his freedom of speech. And strictly legally speaking, he is expressing his freedom of immorality. Now, I do not agree with this. And the only thing that is open for me to do is to walk away from the situation and ignore it. Because there is no legal foundation for me to stand on. I cannot go to the authorities and report this person because they'll say, "What's your problem, mate? It's fine." Yeah. But I also want to reiterate that this is a highly, highly hypothetical situation. Yeah. But
Well, kind of, right? So.
the whole discussion, and we're moving closely to this social media debate, do we report misinformation? Do we report this and do we report that? There are two sides to that argument, and it is actually extremely difficult, and you have to take a position. Yeah. The situation is that, and I noticed this in Europe, it is very easy to delegate the responsibility to a higher authority and say, it's not my problem, you take care of it. Whereas the social media scene say, well, it's your responsibility. It's your choice. Yeah. And it's for you to decide whether you want to read and talk about and accept a post in social media or not. Yeah. And the core problem is that there are so many discussions now that people are actually confused, and this whole social media debate has mushroomed to such a level that actually nobody knows what they are talking anymore about, yeah, except maybe the handful of lawyers and the 5 or 6 people that run this, yeah. But people are afraid, and they need to actually sit down and say, look, these are my values, these are my opinions. This is where I'm coming from. This is the background that I have grown up in. This is my worldview. This has been my life for the last X years. Yeah. So I have to accept responsibility for my decisions and my opinions and accept that others may not accept them or that I may not accept them, but they have the right and the freedom to talk about it. Yeah. We have to accept responsibility for our own actions. Yeah. And believe me, this little community of mine is only 28 people strong, 28 active people strong, but it's something that goes through my mind day in and day out. What do we talk about? Where are the borders of this conversation that we have in the community? Because it's really, really important. Yeah. And it's a responsibility that you cannot take lightly because on the one side, you want to encourage people to improve their English and talk about things. But on the other side, you don't want any racism, abuse, bad language, or anything. I have requested people to take down posts because they used foul language. They said, I do not accept that. Yeah. Luckily, we are all mature adults who can have a civilized conversation, yeah, because we have something in common. And when I see someone stepping out of line, they will be out quicker than they can blink. Yeah. Isma, you have a question. Sorry, Ritesh, it's really your show.
Yeah, no. So I wanted to come to Isma and ask something about the Brazil, what is going on. Before that, I want to bring one more thing. Freedom, as everyone has spoke about the freedom to do certain things in a society, and as per the constitution also, it is given a right to have freedom of opinion or expression. So what I compare with India and the USA, so I heard one of the case that a person can burn the US flag, and it can be a kind of a expression that whatever the government is doing, I'm against it, or it is not doing good. He can express his anger by burning the flag. But in India, if you burn a flag, it is an offense and you can have 7 years of jail. Okay, so here we can see that acceptance in different society or this different places, both the person is doing same act, but the punishment or the encouragement is different in both the places. Okay, same thing comes in the freedom of speech. Most of the people, what they do, actually, they make comments on the politicians or even in the country. They say that the government is dictatorship. They are dictators doing. They are behaving like dictators. They are removing the Twitter accounts, YouTube channels, Instagram posts, because it is critical to the government. And when you criticize government, then they consider that this is a criticism of the country or the law. So in that context, now it is a thick, very thin line. The actual acceptance or the you are committing a crime. So in that context, what happened that our Supreme Court gives a judgment. So our structure is different than what is in the place in the USA. So we have high courts. We say that in every state, there is a Supreme Court. So you can start from a local court and move till Supreme Court, and you can have your cases. So sometimes the cases are solved by Supreme Court, and then people start commenting on that cases, and they say that this is not a good judgment or something like that. So sometimes what happened that we have concept of defamation. I don't know if this is a correct word, but when you do some personal comments, that person can go to the court and say that this person has abused me, did something, and he is liable to punishment or something like that. So same thing happens in the court also. They say that the court has given the judgment and you don't have right to comment on that judgments. So there's a two views. People say that no, everyone has right to criticize any judgment or any ruling. But some people say that, yeah, what is the point of criticism? Where you can criticize, up to which point? And this is the big debate. They say that we have to do away with this old British law where people were shut down because of that. They are making comments, they are writing books and something like that. Same law is used right now in India to remove the YouTube channels. And they say that the YouTube or Twitter that this is against some rules, and we are requesting you to remove this channel, and you don't have to report that person that what he had made wrong. So I want to ask Ismar that right now what I heard or read somewhere that in Brazil also they have started ordering Twitter to remove some post, especially the opponent or something like that. So what the discussion about this situation is going on, Ismar? And then we'll come to the acceptance. How you guys are going to accept this situation?
Yeah, Yeah, we can't hear you, Ismar.
I think he's
No,
blur.
no. I can't answer Ritesh proposal, and as our time is over, I think I would decline from my assertive to you reflect on. Maybe one day I will say it.
I
Okay.
hope that it's not from your party. Okay, anyway. all right, I was not keeping the time in mind, but yeah, there's a lot of things to talk about in this acceptance, but it was really a good discussion and a lot of insight from the Frank, and I want to mention that he prepared a situation analysis for me, and it was really nice to look at that and frame some questions around that situations, and I try to follow that situation and start creating some questions. So thank you, Frank, and I think I want to get some word from you, and if Sebastian want to say something about acceptance, it's over.
Okay, so Richish, well done. A hellish topic, extremely controversial, but well handled. Thank you, Sebastian and Igor, for putting me on the hot seat. Yeah, I still am a kind person.
Yeah,
Sebastian, you have the last word.
I want to have the last word.
You don't want to have the last word, so we have
Yeah,
gentlemen.
I know that my thumbs were really black and white, but as I said, for me it's really tough to talk about such a topic as realized we did it at the beginning. So for me, it's much more easier if we talk about examples. In general, yes, you should accept the opinion of somebody else around you. And I think it's in a democracy like we have here in Germany, and that's also something you should work on. You should discuss things, accept other opinions, because that's what it is at the end. You know what a democracy builds, or what a democracy builds. So you should talk and accept more other thoughts about different topics. So that's really important, I think, at the end.
Yeah, communication, education, tolerance, listening, you know, basic things that we all do. To get to your situation, Ritesh, there is, and of course, the huge question of power and the abuse of power. And that, for me, underlines just about any discussion there is. Yeah. And as the stakes get higher and the concentration of wealth gets narrower, power is much more dangerous and much more easily abused. Yeah. Okay, gentlemen, next week we have a very quiet session, a very peaceful session talking about lawn. But there is a conflict built into this. Igor, you want to know how we should evaluate other people's grass. So whether we can accept the criticism that we dish out or not. Wars have started less on less contentious terms.
I'm not visiting other people that have belonged, so I don't accept this.
That's your limit, Sebastian. That's our
Gentlemen,
boundary.
thank you very much. See you next Tuesday. Yeah.
Thank
Take
you,
care.
everyone. Thank you,
Bye-bye. Have a
Ritesh.
good night,
Bye-bye.
everybody.
Thank you,
Bye-bye.
Ritesh. Bye-bye.